We left at exactly noon from Davidson, North Carolina, which is about 30 minutes north of Charlotte.
And generally, how long does it take to get
back? It takes about 4 hours and 20 minutes to get back. And yesterday, it took about 8 hours, almost 8 hours. We stopped once because we were traveling with a dog.
It wasn't the dog that added 4 hours to the trip my coworker, Jeff Hunter, took from Davidson, North Carolina to Wilmington on Wednesday. It was the fact that about 800 roads were closed.
Everything was great until we got to south of Raleigh on I-40, and we knew that I-40 was closed. So we had a route that we were following starting at exit 355 to Goldsboro, the goal being to get across the Neuse River at some point. We were going through several very small eastern North Carolina towns just trying to get across the Neuse River, and it was rising. Goldsboro, it was out of its banks and flooding all over Goldsboro. So we crossed it at one point eventually. And then we got to a place in the road where this two-lane road, half of it was gone. So we made a little turn and came across that road. And we just kept going. It just took forever because we were going one small road at a time and totally dependent on GPS. And we were also on the North Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles site. And that was not completely updated. The river was rapidly coming up. They just couldn't keep it updated quite fast enough. So things were changing fluidly.
A dynamic situation.
Exactly. Very dynamic.
Jeff is a major gifts and underwriting representative at WHQR. And generally, I would say he's a very practical, common sense person. Had you heard the governor's message about don't go home yet?
We heard the governor speak, yes. And I was thinking that we really need to get home. And if it's going to crest, the rivers are cresting on Thursday. I was going to try to get in on Wednesday. Maybe not the best decision. I'm not sure.
And did you hear about other people who have actually died driving through water and, say, drive around barricades or, you know, just drive on roads that actually weren't there because they didn't know because of water? Did you hear about any of that?
Did hear about that. I was listening to public radio all the way along and did hear about that, yes. And we were not going to take any chances with that. And we were going to stop along the way. I have some family over in New Bern. New Bern was hit really hard. I was about an hour from there, and there was a point where we thought, well, let's just keep going down 70 to New Bern. But then thinking that maybe they're worse off than we are here in Wilmington, we just kept trying to get across the Neuse River.
Rivers in southeastern North Carolina and northeastern South Carolina are above their banks. On Wednesday, while Jeff was taking this journey, Governor Roy Cooper reiterated that roads in our region remain dangerous. First responders have rescued and evacuated more than 3,000 people and nearly 1,000 pets from flooded areas, and the rescues are ongoing. I'm glad Jeff and his dog made it back, but we wouldn't have minded if he missed another day or two of work. Just to be on the safe side. I'm Gina Gamboni for WHQR News.